czekali, oni na ni piskali, a mlada holka svobodna, ona ma već ženata. Štiri kluci čekali, a ona tančila. Mlada holka svobodna, ona ma već ženata. Štiri kluci čekali, a ona tančila.
Oh, yeah. Well, vitami vas, and welcome to Czech Melody Time. My name is Dennis Swatek. I'm going to be your host this month. I am a band leader for the Czech Melody Masters out of Austin, Texas. Glad to be here with you this month, and looking forward to bringing you another full 90 minutes of great Texas Czech polka and waltz music. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Dave Bedrich of our group for filling in for me last month. Was that a fantastic show or what? I got so many compliments and emails about that show. It was unbelievable. And that's just, you know, to me, that's just one of the great things about this show is when people react in that kind of way. And obviously, you know, it makes us feel good to know that we're obviously doing something that you people out there enjoy. And, you know, just in case for any of you happen to miss it, you miss a ton of a great Western swing. I can't even begin to tell you how rare this stuff is. You know, Dave and Thomas, those guys spend a lot of time tracking down recordings like that. I mean, you can't just walk into a record store and find that stuff. That stuff is tucked away in garage sales and antique stores and flea markets. And who knows where else. You know, a lot of that stuff came from Europe off of a tape, you know, that was like a third generation that, you know, a friend of a friend gave to Dave and those guys. So, I mean, when you know, make sure you email Dave sometime and thank him and, you know, just realize just a little bit of the work that we go through to try to bring you some of these great shows. And speaking of great shows, I have another one in store today. You just heard a tiny bit of that. Gil Bacci and his orchestra out of Fayetteville doing Mlada Holka, Young Girl Polka. That's one that we're going to be featuring on our new album we're going to be recording in May. And that's off an old Kermit 45 RPM. And got a special treat for you today. As I said, we're going to feature a whole just slew of 45s. These come from KMIL out of Cameron. A lot of you probably know that KMIL is a small AM station, 1300 on your AM dial for Central Texas. KMIL is also available over the internet. They do broadcast over the internet, And one of my good friends, Polka John Galore, was nice enough to supply me with copies of some of these 45s. Polka John is a huge polka supporter, both on the radio, on the internet. He has contacts with DJs and band leaders all over the country. He's a big supporter of music locally. Always tries to make it out, see a lot of the bands. He's come to see us out at Star Hall a couple of times. Just, you know, one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And like I said, a huge supporter of polka music in this area. And about a year ago, I had heard Polka John play a song called Beautiful Moments by the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, an old recording sounding like early 1950s. And I'd never heard it before, and I emailed Polka John and said, hey, can you, is there any way you can run me a copy of that? Because that just sounds like something that I'd like to, you know, do with our band, maybe write up an arrangement and record it. And so he was gracious enough to send me a copy of it, and somewhere in the year since, I lost it, and Polka John was on the radio one time, and I remembered it, so I emailed him again and said, hey, is there any way you could run me another copy of that? I can't seem to find mine. And I said, while you're at it, if you happen to have any other 45s, you know, I mean, I've heard in the past him and Porter Young, one of their other DJs, play some 45s that I had never heard before. So if you have any space left over, you know, if you wouldn't mind putting a few of those, I'd appreciate it too. And Polka John emailed me back and said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll bring the whole collection home and copy them all for you. I was floored. I couldn't believe it. And so Polka John brought him home, actually called me on the phone, sat down right here on my bedroom floor and talked to him for about 30 minutes, and we went over every single 45 in the KMIO library, and I told him if I had it or I didn't, and wound up, golly, with about 20 to 25 45s front and back copied from Polka John. So a huge thank you to Polka John. If you like what you hear, a lot of this stuff is played on KMIO. Check them out on the internet. It's a fantastic station. They do polka music 6 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 1 to 3 Central Time. On Friday, they go 1 to 4, so a full 3 hours on Friday. And on Sundays, they go from 12:15 to 4 o'clock with Alfred Vrozel and Leroy Motoka, two of the living legends of polka music here in Texas, doing their own shows. And Polka John and Porter usually sit in on Friday afternoons. Every once in a while, if Rochelle has something else going on, they may fill in sometime during the week, but almost always on Fridays, it'll be either Porter or Polka John. So if you listen for a couple of weeks, you're gonna hear Polka John and drop him an email at the station, and he'll be gracious enough to contact you and talk to you. And like I said, he's just one of the nicest guys, and I just love talking to him and sharing music with his. He takes some of the music off of our shows, like some of the Adolf Hoffner stuff we featured last month, and he'll tape it and feature it to the listeners on KMIL and credit us and let people know how they can hear our website. So definitely returning the favor here. I invite all of you, if you don't already, to check out KMIL. It's www.kmil.com. Like I said, if you've got a real audio player, you can hear them 6 days a week doing polka music. And if you want a little special treat, even though I'm only 33 years old, I definitely do not remember this at all, but they carry about 12:45, right before the polka show comes on. This is Central Time. They do rebroadcasts of the old radio show Lum and Abner, and I'd never heard of that show, didn't know anything about it until about 3 or 4 years ago when I started listening to KMIL, and it's a hoot, man. If you've never heard of Lum and Abner, it's a riot. So if you're a fan of old-time radio, or if you just want a good laugh, tune in about 12:45 every afternoon and check out Lum and Abner. I guarantee you, you'll be rolling in the aisles laughing. It's great. Well, I have talked enough here, so I'm gonna fill quite a bit of time now with some music, and probably at least an hour's worth. So get ready for a lot of really, really good music. And like I said, these are 45 RPM recordings, primarily listening to these probably from the 60s and 70s. I noticed, I mentioned to Dave Bedrich, that it looks like a lot of these, excuse me, are from the Houston area. Yeah, a lot of the bands are from the Houston area. A lot of the labels, like Bel Air, Stoneway, Guide, are all labels that were run or in some way associated with Don Janacek out of Don's record shop at one time. And I was talking to Dave, and he had a theory that, primarily by the late 60s and early 70s, that those record labels were pretty much the only ones that were still putting out 45s. TNT had pretty much stopped as far as polka music, and a few of the other labels had pretty much stopped too. You maybe had a specialty label where you could go in and record one every once in a while. As far as issuing mass 45s, it was pretty much down to that those few Houston area labels. So that's probably why results in the predominance of Houston area recordings for these 45s. So that's what you're going to hear, a lot of Houston area bands, but a lot of Lavaca County bands and just bands I've never even heard of, so I don't know where they're from. But it's all good music, and definitely it's going to be some stuff you haven't heard in a long time, if ever. A lot of this stuff was new to me, and it's really a treat to hear it. A lot of really good stuff, too. So let's go ahead and get into it. Like I said, I mentioned Don Janacek. First up, we're going to feature some tunes by his band. Like I said, a band I'd never heard of before. Asked Thomas Dernan about it. It's called the Janacek Polka Band. He said more than likely that was Don Janacek. He used to run Don's record shop down in Houston and carried polka records for every band in the state. So to get things started, we're going to get started with the Janacek Polka Band here. And a number that was recently found out, first recorded by Adolf Hoffman back in the 40s, and it's called Cotton Eye Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.